Welcome back to the Embodied Remembrance podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am the host of this podcast. This is part two of our Rose Medicine series. And at the end of the last episode, I shared I was going to speak a little bit into the history and the lineages of the rose, and I will do, but I'm only going to do so briefly as there seems to be a little bit more of an embodied frequency and embodied message of rose that wants to come through. So we're just going to kind of bridge both and see how it lands. I've just returned back from a wonderful few days at the coast with some very, very gorgeous women in my life. And it was a very, very nourishing and beautiful week together. And it was one of those spaces where it was one of these areas of along the coast. So we're on the northeast coast of England, where we kind of just didn't really expect to see much rose. If you know the northeast coast at all, you know it can kind of be hit very wild and windy and all of the things. And on the first day as we arrived, we walked along the cliff tops and we just were kind of seeing these flowers in these rows and rows and rows of bushes, and I was like, wow, is this rose? And I was like, it's a very unique type of rose. It's not the normal kind of wild rose that you see about. And I was like, this is rose. And there were hundreds of bushes. There were hundreds of roses growing where we were staying. And we were like looking at them, like smelling them and receiving them. And they were just blowing around. They were on the cliff tops. And they were just blowing in the wind. And it was just gorgeous. I find when we are working with certain plant medicines that they really make themselves known in any which way. And it wasn't expected by anyone that there would be rose in this area. And it was absolutely gorgeous to witness, because it was just this reminder of how potent and present rose is at this time. And I mean this in a way where, of course, we are in rose season in the UK and in Europe and in the Northern Hemisphere. And there are so many women at this time feeling drawn to rose. The rose is calling women so deeply. It's like a deep call from the bones, from the deepest part of the women that I know, that I've spoken to. Like, there's so many people, even I'm seeing it just kind of appear all over social media, not just in conversations with people that I'm in conversation with, because of course rose is going to come up in conversation with me and with others, because I'm speaking a lot into rose, but I'm also seeing it where I'm not instigating conversations. So there is this deep call to rose frequency and rose medicine at the moment, which I feel like is a really beautiful indicator of where we are as women walking this path. And if we really think about rose, she is a feminine plant ally. She works with the feminine. She is the embodiment of the integrated dark and the integrated light, the integration of the balance of both. And as more women are waking up to the wisdom of their body, the wisdom and the power within, of course, Rose is going to come in. Because she is here to call us into our bodies, call us into our hearts, and call us into our wombs. And in doing so, the womb space, the heart space, the throat space, the breast, these are all potent parts of the bodies that awaken the power of what it is to be a woman, an embodied woman. She calls us back home to the body, because she is awakening us to the power and the wisdom and the softness within. She is the embodiment of soft power, and she awakens that within. She awakens you to the mysteries of the body. You know, when we talk about, you know, the more feminine lineages, we are essentially exploring the mystery school of the feminine form. And this is where Rose was really born into over the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years before patriarchal religions were around. We had the womb temples. We had the temples that were where the women went and studied and explored their inner worlds and invoked the medicine and the magic that is created through the body. Those were the religions that we had and that were deeply revered before this, the religions that we see today. Those were the original religious spaces. These were the practices of being in the body and attuning to the creative energy that is in abundance within the female form. That was what the rose served in the yesteryears, shall we say. And of course, as we are now seeing this feminine rising once more, this energetic feminine rising, and I'm not talking about feminism, I'm talking about the energetics of the feminine coming back more into balance. Of course, we're going to be seeing more of the rose coming into our awareness, more of the medicine of the rose coming into our awareness. Because with that feminine rising, of course, the rose is rising as well. The rose rises with the feminine because she is such a deep teacher of balance, of the womb mysteries, of pleasure, of openness, of power, of strength. She is the embodiment of dark. She is the embodiment of life. She is the embodiment of balance. She is like ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, they really saw the rose as the representation of the death and rebirth cycles. The death is the wilted, the dying flowers, and the life is the beautiful kind of full bloom essence also. So she speaks to the cycles within woman. She speaks to the wisdom of womb and heart and throat. She speaks to the wisdom of your body. And I can't remember so much what I shared in last week's episode, but there's a spot where if you really take time to really sit with and meditate on a rose, so if you were to go into a shop and buy some roses and just gaze upon her petals, you will start to notice how much, well, the only way I can like kind of put it into words is how much her frequency, how much her energetic imprint awakens in you. There's this gentle rush of, oh, I'm in the presence of something so deeply powerful and tender. Because in the power there is always tenderness. That's why we call it soft power when we are working with the medicine of the rose. Because it's not this power that you see played out in society. It's this soft, grounded, deeply embodied power that lives within each and every woman. Each and every woman holds that frequency within their system, within their body. It may not be super available, you know, sometimes we have to do some excavation work to tap into that. But it's there. It's always been there. So the rose has been with women and been in our history and our scriptures for millennia, beyond millennia. And there's a part of me that's like, I am never going to do the teaching, the mystery school of the rose justice on this podcast episode. And so I'm going to brush over, I'm going to just do a very, very brief kind of, I guess like a little bit of a, where the rose has been born, where the rose has been found through the lineages, through our timeline as humans, so that you can see how she has been infused into so much of the teachings of the goddess, the teachings of the feminine, because she is everywhere. And she continues to still be everywhere. She is with us completely. So you can really see the connection to the rose lineage within the teachings of the goddess Inanna, as well as Isis, Venus, and Aphrodite. Now there's something really interesting here, because with, in particular, Inanna and Isis, you see the balance within both. There's more of an integration of the dark and the light of the rose teachings. And also kind of with Venus, but it starts to shift a little bit as we begin to see these goddesses, Venus and Aphrodite. When you see the goddesses Venus and Aphrodite represented in the Roman teachings, you begin to see this complete separation from the darker teachings of the rose. And there's only this very kind of like patriarchal vision of what the rose is. So the distortions start to show in the way that it's presented in the Roman teachings. We see this kind of patriarchal imprint placed upon it. Now, I am going to link another podcast episode to a beautiful teacher of mine who has kind of spoken into this in a way that is so gorgeous. I'm going to link that so that you can also listen to it. She goes a little bit deeper into this topic. But in essence, the teachings get a little bit distorted. The energy doesn't, but the representation of who and what these goddesses represent in their truest form get distorted by the way that the Romans presented these goddesses, and then in turn the teachings of the rose. But you can see throughout history with all of these goddesses the connection to the rose. And I just want to speak really quickly into Venus as in the planet Venus. So there's a really strong connection to the rose and the planet Venus, because Venus has an 8-year cycle where it moves around the sky. And that movement that Venus has around the sky from Earth actually looks like a rose. So there's the way that she moves around the sky actually creates this almost this geometric rose pattern in the sky. So there's this deep connection to Venus, the planet of Venus, and all that the planet of Venus represents that connects deeply to the rose lineage and rose medicine also. Because Venus is called the planet of love. And, you know, when we think, if you were to not know anything else about Rose, if you had just kind of had your mind wiped from anything I've shared in this episode and the previous one, and you didn't know anything else about Rose, you would know that Rose is a flower that is gifted, like on Valentine's Day, whether or not we agree with Valentine's Day or not, and we maybe see the commercial side of that holiday, but there's this connection that Rose always has to love, the unconditional thread of love, and this is this beautiful kind of like connection from this planet, and how this planet dances around our skies every 8 years, and how the geometric pattern of Rose is presented as when this planet completes the cycle of 8 years of dancing around the skies. Venus, the planet of love, Rose holds the wisdom of unconditional love. She is seen as a symbol of, you know, deep self-honoring and love. And it's not this layer of, you know, self-love is not a term that I would actively use, because it has got so distorted in what it is. It can be very fluffy and very inauthentic and very superficial. We see a very superficial representation of what self-love is, because the self-love that we see playing out in society is very disembodied. There's no connection to body. But when we are talking about the teachings of, like, you know, self-honoring and self-love, self-compassion, self-respect, self-devotion in relationship to Rose, the Rose calls us into the body with that. It's a deep, deep bone love and honouring and respect that we hold for ourselves. And that's what she teaches us. Because she guides us away from all of the things that keep us from feeling and honouring ourselves in that way. She asks us to shed anything that doesn't fully serve us, and that includes patterns of self, maybe self-deprecation, anything that may be seen as harmful. And I don't mean like you know, it's like harmful can sound quite extreme, but you know, behaviors and, you know, stories that we hold around ourselves that create this distortion in what it is that we are really honoring and wanting to bring into our lives. She really holds us to a standard so that we can open into our most heart-filled, embodied potential. This deep potential that lives within us. Just by being in her presence, sitting with her, connecting with her, coming into relationship with her, she awakens this for us. She awakens this within ourselves. And this is, you know, this is what we are embarking on through the Way of the Rose immersion in June. This is what we are embarking on over our 6 weeks together. We are awakening all of this within us. We are awakening to the wisdom within. We are awakening to our soft power. We are awakening into this integration within the self, honoring the dark and holding the light within. Holding the dark and honoring the light within. We are awakening to the wisdom of the body, the feminine frequency that courses through us. We are connecting to our life force. And we are choosing to step out of survival. We are awakening to what we are and are not available for in our lives. And we are trusting in our bodies and the natural timing and unfolding of what is here for us on our path. This is what Way of the Rose is. And this is what we are going to journey through. This is what you are going to journey through as I guide and walk beside you. We have such a gorgeous group of women gathering for Way of the Rose. We are gathering together online once a week from the 2nd of June to the 13th of July. And we are going to take a beautiful journey through the Rose Path. And we're going to explore so many of her different teachings alongside supporting your nervous system. So that you are receiving the teachings of the Rose, but also alongside that, receiving the teachings of my seven years of deep embodiment work. So we're going to be combining the two so that you can begin to walk through your life out of survival and into this space of really feeling grounded in your body, really, really honoring what's here and allowing yourself to stay open to life. In the areas and in the moments that you would usually close. It's going to be an awakening into your soft power. And it's going to be this beautiful homecoming into your body. The group that is forming is absolutely gorgeous. And I am going to invite you to join us if you are feeling the call to journey this path. To journey with the Rose Medicine. Booking closes for the Way of the Rose group immersion on the 28th of May. Now, this is because you will also be receiving 6 weeks worth of rose tea, organic rose tea, as well as a handcrafted by myself. bottle of rose water spray. Now, during the actual immersion itself, you'll also have guidelines on how to create your own rose spray as part of the program. There'll be a guide in there as well, so that you can take it away and do it in your own time. But the ones that I am creating for the immersion are made by fresh Derbyshire spring waters, some organic rose buds, some wild rose from the River Derwent near where I live, as well as some really beautiful roses that I gathered yesterday from the cliff tops of the northeast coast. So you also have this beautiful infusion of ocean medicine, of the sea salt of the North Sea as well. So it's this really beautiful infusion that you will also receive with upon signing up. So we are on the countdown. We've got 11 days left at the at point of recording this on the 17th. You have 11 days left to sign up. If you are feeling the call but have questions, please do reach out. I'm contactable via my Instagram at IamJasmineChu, or you can contact me via my website. I'll pop the link in the show notes to the Way of the Rose group immersion, and I will also put the link to my Way of the Rose one-to-one immersion as well. So if you are feeling the call to journey with Rose in this way, and you're feeling the call of the Way of the Rose journey, but you are feeling more drawn to working one-on-one, I do have that option available. So I will pop the link to both in the show notes. And then if there's any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me via my website or through my Instagram at IamJasmineChu. I will also link the episode from my teacher about Rose, because she's just got this she's a beautiful transmission of historical events. She's very, very beautiful in the way that she shares the history of the Rose. So I'm going to link those, and let me know how this lands. Let me know how this Rose medicine and this Rose frequency lands for you. Thank you.